retreat, then the mind tend to be quite active, a lot of movement in the mind. And to alternate between periods of agitation, periods of dullness, this is quite normal, natural. It's a period of adjustment. So maybe not sleeping as well as you would at home. That's to the problems. So patience is a virtue. It's the virtue. It's very patiently returning the mind to the breath. The distraction is less of a problem than the discouragement that arises because of distraction. Physical discomfort also tends to be a feature of first day, particularly. Again, just to be very patient. Don't push too much, but don't become anxious or too concerned about physical discomfort. If it becomes too much, then simply change your posture. But one of the areas which we are exploring during the meditation is the relationship between body and mind, body and emotion. And this is very clearly expressed in the area of physical pain, that our mental reaction to physical pain conditions the degree to which we suffer from physical pain. So we're making an important distinction between pain and suffering. Although we cannot be pain-free, we can be suffering-free. Because the suffering comes from not wanting the pain, wanting it to go away, feeling averse, feeling resentful, feeling worried, fearful, all these kinds of normal reactions to physical pain become habits and occur almost automatically. So being able to separate physical sensation of pain, discomfort, and the emotional reaction to it is a very important part of cultivation of the mind. Thought is not an enemy in meditation. Goal of meditation is not complete absence of thought. Complete absence of thought is a stage of meditation, but it's not the goal of meditation. And just let thought be, just like can let sound be, you know, the sound of birds. After a while you're familiar to it, doesn't draw your mind out in the same way. So there may be some thoughts arising, passing away in the mind, really little different from the sound of birds rising, passing away. But if you grasp onto the thoughts, you push them away, then it becomes an obstacle. It may seem sometimes as if the thoughts are never ending, bouncing around from one topic to another, jumping from tree to tree like a monkey. But there are gaps between the thoughts. It's like if you're walking along a very busy road. You don't have to, or you shouldn't, knock people off out of your path. You walk in the gaps between the opposing forces, opposing people. So just simply observe the small gaps between thoughts. For example, at the end of an out-breath, very interesting area. At the end of an out-breath, there's a gap. Notice that gap. There's no thought there, even just for a second. Just keep coming back to that, the gaps between the thinking. You don't have to fight every thought, but don't make a story out of it either. When you start to observe the gaps between thoughts, it can be a real revelation. So many gaps, just never noticed them before. And the mind and the awareness is always there. You have the mind with thoughts and the mind without thoughts. Just the mind. So similarly, yes, you can distinguish between pain and the awareness of pain. You can distinguish between thought and the awareness of thought. Every now and again, just check your energy level, alertness level. How alert am I right now? How wakeful? Does the mind start to get dull? A bit more energy. Mind still bouncing around? A little more calm, relaxation.